blessing. Hey, Cabo, welcome. Thank you, Derek Gibbs, for that lovely All Is Well. That is my Yemen Ya song that bathed me with love as I was in my darkest hour. Yemen Ya pulled me out. So I want to honor Yemen Ya, Oshun, Oya, Yemu, and all Oba, Ayela, all the mothers. And I want to speak this Ori, the woman who blocks the road and causes man to run, who keeps her beard because of war, one who in fury causes trouble and chaos, the powerful and huge mother who cannot be attacked, and destroying mother, today I glorify you. The old bird was not heated in the fire. The old stick bird was not heated to the sun. Something private is hidden in the house of my mother. I honor you, Iyanla Odu, my mother. My mother, whose vagina intimidates all. Mother, who lays in ambush. Mother, who has pots of food in the house. All powerful mother, mother who have the Eleye, I honor and greet you. Great mother with who we not dare to cohabit. Great mother whose body we do not dare to look at. Mother of private beauties. Mother who empties the goblet. Mother who speaks thick as a man. Great mother in the top of the Iroko tree. Mother who goes up high and looks at the land. I greet and honor you, Ashe. And we definitely need to greet and honor our mother because she is here on the planet. And I witnessed her manifestation through a rainbow, and I give thanks. And I want to bring on our first Queen Diva, Siri Mati.
Good evening.
I say,
how
welcome,
are you?
Welcome. I'm so glad that you are on. I don't know where Savonia is.
Okay. So we'll just hope she joins us momentarily.
I'm sorry?
We'll just hope that she joins us momentarily.
I say. But in the meantime, this energy is so wonderful. It was a straight day of love, and nobody, you know, if you was receiving it, you got it. If you was blocking it, you didn't.
So true.
I talked with some people that came from church that, to me, their energy was so negative for them to have just been in church.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Did I laugh out loud? But go ahead.
That's okay. It's a blessing to talk to somebody that understands that.
Oh,
why
yes,
would
definitely.
You call me to fuss if you just went to church?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So, Ashe, I give thanks for my brother. I love him anyway. But I give thanks to him. And I'll tell you one thing. It's almost like everything connected together. And you could almost, you know, because it's started around, I guess it must have been about 7 o'clock. It started thundering and lightning.
Ah, wow.
So loud. Oh, my God. The baby started crying. I was with a young mother and her 5 children, and the baby started crying. But that thunder, Shango, was out there.
Oh,
and from the and lightning, here come the wind and rain, because you know Oya. But amidst all of that craziness, pouring rain, wind, all of that, you see this magnificent rainbow.
Fantastic.
And it seemed like the rainbow must have spread quarter of the sky. It was so many different rainbows. It wasn't just one. It was one really big one, and then it was like shaded in gray, and then you seen at the end where the rainbow was coming out. So,
oh, that sounds beautiful.
It was beautiful, and it seemed like it was the end and the beginning all at once. So, the dragon swallowing his tail, in which that's the reincarnation. So we've been reincarnated into the balance where the mother is on the planet, and she's not staying down low. That's why I did a Reiki to her, and that was from Iya Laja Iliana Alcamo. Her book, Iyanla, Premortal Yoruba Mother. So that was the prayer for honoring the mother.
That's gorgeous. I really enjoyed that. It's beautiful.
He has some wonderful prayers in here. I love them. I love them.
So has the other sister been able to join us yet?
Oh, let me see.
Make her way.
No, let me try to call her. Hold on a minute. I'm going to try to call her. But in the meantime, tell us what the soul in terms of your vision, and I mean, you really are energized with the movement, and the movement has to take place. So tell us about what you're doing as I go get her number.
Presently, just like most of you listeners, if you are aware, today is an incredibly important day of major significance in a lot of prophecies, including the Hopi and the Ojibwe and just the Maya nation and those ancient people who have written down these predictions and things from thousands of years ago, hundreds to thousands of years ago, about the coming times. And today is the 20th of May in the year 2012, and this date was placed on these calendars all these years ago as one of major significance, because it is both, like I said so eloquently, it is the beginning of all things, and it is also the end of all things. So if you are feeling a little flighty right now, a little bit out of yourself, but in a really good way, a little tingly, you're not really sure why you're feeling so energized, or it could be at the other end of the spectrum. Maybe you're feeling abnormally sleepy at earlier times of the day, and especially today. It's because there's such a large outpouring of energy coming into our planet right now from this eclipse, which is presently occurring as we are speaking. We're at the waning end of it right now, but as we're speaking, there is a solar eclipse going on. They call it an annular eclipse. It's not an annual eclipse. That would mean that it happens every year. It's annular. One of the reasons they call it this is because there's this ring of fire that comes from this particular eclipse, which is another really large outpouring of energy upon the planet too. But at the same time, the Pleiades system is joining in with this eclipse, and most of you listening, I would hope that you are familiar or maybe even heard of this system called the Pleiades. And if you have not, please do some research on that, on the Pleiades star system. So we are being hosted by a whole galaxy of intergalactic federations, councils, star systems, star beings. They're very much present right now. Whether you believe in these types of energies or not, it doesn't really, you know, make a difference at this point. They do exist. And you will be feeling a lot of their presence beginning today and into June 5th and 6th of this year. Just for tonight, make sure that all of you are aware that this is a very sacred time. A lot of the mundane activities you might be doing over the next 1 to 5 days, like, you know, just going to work or just being around your families, just washing your cars or whatever, just take a little time throughout your day and just have a heart of gratitude. I'm not saying you should ask for a whole lot of anything, but this is really a time of gratitude because you're here. You're here during the end of a 26,000-year cycle, according to the Maya and the Kaliyun. So you've made it. You've made it. We might not all be in one piece in our sanity. We might not all be in one piece in our health or whatever that is, but consciously we're here. And it's time to show some gratitude. I was talking earlier today about some of her family or friends who came out of a church gathering, and they still have this attitude of, you know, just this negativity. I, myself, have experienced that throughout the years with a lot of the church-going folks, and I'm not here to put down anybody's religion or the way they practice their spiritual things. I'm not. I'm going to respect all traditions. But I'm also going to tell you the truth. I don't sugarcoat anything that I say. Those of you who follow me on my Facebook or whatever, you know, I tend to be doing in person or whatever, you know that I am going to tell you the truth. And I suspect that a lot of this negativity is because these people are not aware of a lot of the spiritual energies that are coming into the planet at this time. They're just not aware. They're fast asleep. They know they're being hit up by something. Some kind of energy is turning them upside down their heads, but they're not really sure what it is. So one of the first things they're going to do is attack what seems to be stable to them. Don't take any of this personally over the next month. Leave yourself about 30 days to get used to some of the stuff you're going to see, some of the things you're going to hear, and possibly some of the spiritual attacks you might feel yourself under due to not just the church-going people, but just people who are just spiritually asleep at this time. When you go into a place and you have to keep going to a place and you have to keep going inside a building thinking that you're going to get something that's suddenly going to be like a magic wand and cure all your troubles and ills, and one day when you pass over, you're going to get some white wings and go see a white Jesus, you're delusional. You know, it's as simple as this at this point. You know, I might lose some callers or whoever he is on this line because of that, but so be it. I am going to speak the truth. Go outside. It is time to put down those systems. What is in the sky right now is bringing to an end everything that is an illusion. This is the month of May. May means Maya. Maya means illusions. Maya means a veiling. It means something is hidden. It's like there's exoteric knowledge, there's esoteric knowledge. Most people who are spiritually asleep on the exoteric side of things, they're there to be told what to do and how to believe. So the next 30 days, you're really going to be hit up with a lot of energy that's going to be like the tower card and the tarot. Everything that you have believed to be true is now going to come unraveled. So if I were you, this goes for myself too. You know, I'm not a perfect person. Just brace yourself for the good, you know, which is the rebirth of yourself, all of us, and for the destruction of who we were. So the masks are about to come off. Make sure that what is behind your mask is full of integrity for your fellow man, respect, and honesty. And keep your Kleenex handy, too. Okay, yeah. Are you there, Ia?
Yes, I am. I was talking to the other queen diva, Tavonia.
Okay.
And she had a virus all weekend, so we won't be talking to her today. But we do have some callers on.
Okay.
So let me bring in these other callers to see what we might be hearing. Greetings, 225.
Hello, caller. 225.
Oh, perhaps they all have on mute. We'll try them again. We have a caller. We have a 404 caller. Greetings, 404. Well, we have callers, but perhaps they don't want to speak, which is okay because we're speaking. So I like what you said, because a lot of people that are not understanding the mission that is on the planet, they're thinking wrong. I'm not coming outside. My dog wanted me to come outside because he was locked in the house all day. He said, "I'm not going inside."
Like, I love this show. It's just like just being, just sitting here comfortably with you, and we're just having a conversation. It's just really great.
Yeah, but you know, I think that the animals also felt it because the birds were singing up a storm.
Oh yes, that, yes, yes, yes.
So it can only be happiness for those that are really looking for the happiness to come. You know? Everybody not looking for happiness. Some people are looking for happiness.
Yeah.
That rainbow told me that there is nothing that we can't imagine that cannot happen for us, that we have to stand on our truth, and that we have to rise and be creators, and we have to create a world that we all want to live in.
This is true. And a lot of people would listen to what you just said, and they'll think that this is some kind of a 1970s hippies kind of bohemian type movement, when it isn't. It's just a matter of you remembering who you are as a creator. We're all a part of one consciousness. There is no separation. So all this other Muslim, Hindu, Baptist, you know, whatever, there's no separation here. We're all the same consciousness. So like Ia was saying, you're going to basically get what it is you're asking for. So if you're looking at doomsday prophecies that the world is just going to turn over a cartwheel and show our panties and then we're all going to disappear, that's what you're going to see. But if you are in a vibration where you're going to stand focused on love, first of all, for your personal self, your personal consciousness, and then allowing that to spread out into the rest of your consciousness, which involves all of us, then we're going to be okay. And all you have to do is just focus on that. You don't have to move around. You don't have to light a million candles. And just focus on that for at least 18 seconds a day. Do you know that's all it takes to manifest a thought? 18 seconds? And most of us will spend that 18 seconds, "Oh, God, I'm just not this," and you're going to just get exactly what it is you're thinking about. The universe is really listening to us right now. They are literally present in the sky at this moment, saying, okay, now what? So, now what? Now what? Would be my question to any caller who's hanging on and who might not know what they're going to say. I'm sure all of you have something that you'd like to share tonight. So if you're feeling physically that you need some explanation on why am I not sleeping or why my relationships are becoming so strange to me right now, tonight would be a really perfect time to talk about those things, and we can just sort this stuff out together. So I'm going to, do you have anything to add?
Well, I think that we have some callers, but they didn't press one, so probably they don't want to talk. But it's okay, because the message is for those people that are listening. They may not call in right away, but they're listening. We've had a lot of downloads, so Ashe, because our programs really function to make you aware and to rise your consciousness, to connect to the loving energy. When I tell you that rainbow was so outstanding, and this little boy, her son, saw the rainbow, and he called. He said, it's a rainbow. And I mean, it was pouring down raining. And you see this beautiful rainbow, which lets you know that through the storms, through whatever trials, tribulations that you go through, there is always a rainbow at the end.
Mm-hmm.
There's always hope. There's always a sense that you will manifest the good that is for you.
This is so true.
And you know, that's what we have. We have to manifest the good that is for us. And be clear, if you raised in hell, you manifested hell for yourself.
Yes,
you because are. Whatever you give out, if you're giving out hate, you're getting back hate.
That's it, and that's all you're going to perceive. Except it's going to come now like a tsunami upon your own self. It's not going to really reach your target anymore. It's going to hit you first. So you can decide whether or not you want to continue to send out that type of emotion. Saturn is right behind all of this. The planet Saturn, the taskmaster, is going to rise immediately after the end of this eclipse. So whatever you put out is what you're going to get immediately. So if you're angry with someone, if you think, oh, she thinks she's this or that, you're going to become the reflection of that person and begin to live on the other end of what it is you're sending out. So be very careful.
That's true.
Be very careful.
We do have a caller that did raise their hand. Area code 386, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing?
I am blessed. Ali David, I say, I know it now. The mother is on the planet.
I was calling to talk about the solar eclipse.
I say.
Hello?
Yes, we listening.
Yes. Now I hear that only comes around once every few years.
This particular eclipse we don't see but once every 26,000 years.
Yeah.
Now we
exactly.
do have
26,000 years.
Yeah, 26,000 years. This is the end of the Maya line count.
Who came up with that estimate?
Because this particular eclipse is the end of the Maya long count. The calendar. December 21st, 2012 is basically going to be setting us up to walk into the fifth dimension. This
now,
Maya, is an
the
annular.
Maya was 23,000 years ago, so how do they know about that?
The Maya calendar. This is the Maya people. Also, there have been other prophecies concerning this particular cycle that we're ending right now.
Well,
we're
going
to have other eclipses.
How is the cycle going to end? When the world, the earth keeps on spinning. That's
the
what
earth
I'm
is trying to keep spinning.
The world is not ending in the sense of it ending. What's happening is the earth is shifting. That's why you're having all the earthquakes and the volcanoes. and all these actions on Earth, the Earth is shifting. And we're...
Are we still going to be able to stand on our feet or what?
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
Be up to us now. It's going to be up to us now. Whether or not we're still able to stand on our feet. What we have to do is begin to do this.
I'm not really worried about it because I don't think it's going to happen.
What's going to happen? It's happening again.
You saying that we're all going to fly off and this planet's going to end.
No, I never said that. I never said that. I never said that once.
Well, you said the Mayans said that 26,000 years ago, they thought that everything was going to end.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that either. I said this is the eclipse that occurs every 26,000 years that marks the end of a particular cycle.
Okay,
when you go through cycles,
that doesn't mean anything's going to happen to me or my two chihuahuas.
It's going to be up to you, dear. It depends on what you're thinking. What are you thinking?
My two chihuahuas. I don't want anything to happen to them.
Well, first, let's be concerned about you, since you're the caretaker of the chihuahuas. And I understand pet owners. I love dogs and things like that. But you have to be concerned about you right now. And you have to become very, very serious about what's going to happen from this night forward in your life. So the first thing, you just begin to do some research on this particular eclipse. If you have a computer with you tonight, just go ahead and get in to some of that.
You know,
just a couple of minutes to see what's up.
If I'm going to do research on this eclipse, and it means something might happen to my chihuahuas, I ain't doing it.
Well, I don't think that you sound like a person that is going to do harm to others.
No.
We're talking about
others. Well, others are moving my two chihuahuas.
What about you, dear? Seriously, you're not taking this seriously at all.
I don't care about my two chihuahuas. Now, listen, if my chihuahuas have problems with other people, then I'll deal with that. But I don't have any problems with anybody else. So I'm not worried about it.
Beautiful.
They are not equipped with the tools to deal with my two chihuahuas.
Well, that's
they're not equipped with the tools to deal.
You're the one. It's not their consciousness we're concerned about. You're their caretaker, so you need to be equipped with the tools so that you can make sure that everybody survives everything. You have to be equipped now.
Well,
you're the intelligent being.
How do I equip them with the tools?
You just take care of them and love them. Treat them like you would treat any other source of Mother Earth. We're all creatures of Mother Earth. So as you love them...
They are two of the sweetest creatures that Mother Earth ever created.
And if they love you, then you're fine.
I don't think people are looking
to do harm to others.
I don't think they like me at all.
Who, your dogs?
No, I don't think they like me at all.
Why? You mean to them?
No, I'm not. I treat them better than anything ever, but I just don't think that animals are capable of love.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Don't jump on you when you go and come back?
They do, yeah. Yeah, they do.
That is love. What's your name, by the way?
If anything's going to happen to them, I mean, are they going to be okay?
As long as you're there to take care of them, they'll be okay.
I'm going to take care of them. I promise you that. I promise you. I'll take care of them.
What is your name, by the way?
My name? My name is Jason.
Oh, okay, Jason. Ashe, well, we're glad that you are going to be available to take care of your chihuahuas. And we're glad that up your spirit to receive the message that you have to be the caregiver of your chihuahuas, otherwise they might be hurt.
Why would they be hurt? Why?
If you don't take care of them, they will.
No, I take care of my dogs. Why would they be hurt, though? You're saying that this lunar eclipse is going to hurt my chihuahuas.
I need to hold on a minute because this is the spirit we're addressing right now.
Yeah,
I see it. It is. Let me say this to you, Jason. The first thing I want you to do is ground yourself. You need to be in this reality right now.
What do
listen,
I do to
listen.
Myself? If it will benefit my dogs, I'll do it.
Okay, if it's going to benefit them, I want you to hear what I have to say to you for about 30 seconds.
What you do is
their caretaker.
30 minutes will be better than 30 seconds.
Okay. What you do as their caretaker is you get yourself educated about what's going on around
Stop
you.
Stop it right now, damn it. Don't you move. Sit down. Sorry, I was talking for about 2 hours.
I know.
Okay.
He was being a little mean to them. But that's okay. Dogs need a tough hand.
He bit me the other night.
You really going to have to grab hold of your spirit.
Grab hold of the drama? All right, come over here. Come over here.
This is the spirit we're addressing right now.
Kelly to Nelly, get over here now.
Now, Jason, what is it that you want to see from us tonight? What is it that you really want? And I don't
want
to hear anything about the chihuahuas anymore.
It's so where it quits. I just want to make sure that if I put my dogs out in the people can't.
They will be fine.
But what if they look at that silver cliff? Will that hurt their eyeballs?
They will be fine. I would advise you to put the dogs outside right now.
Put the dogs outside right now?
Yeah, go ahead and put them out. Yes.
Shall I let them run free?
Put them out now.
Well, I don't know. They're being good at the moment.
I probably
should go put them in the car and drive down for about 30 miles and then put them out on the interstate somewhere.
Okay, that's going to be up to you.
Well, I don't want them. If what about 30 miles down the road would make the solar eclipse look be so bad if they looked at it? Would they see the solar eclipse? I don't want their eyeballs to get hurt. That's
it's
what I don't want.
It's going to be up to you.
It's going to be up to me?
You're going and to be responsible.
You're going to tell me what to do. Because I called to ask you about the solar eclipse. Okay.
I think that you might have had an enjoyable time. Anyway, we're going to take another call to Jason.
No, wait a minute now. Now, we're not done talking about what to do with my two chihuahuas. Because if they get their eyeballs hurt, I'm going to try contact lenses.
Jason, we got to take another call.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be serious.
I'm going to call Jason for my chihuahuas. Oh, brother. I'm going
to come
gonna
back to you, Jason. Say.
We'll come back to Jason.
Greetings and blessings, 423.
Alafia.
Alafia.
Alafia. Alafia. First of all, my name is Allison, and I know Maha very well.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm well. I just wanted to contribute some beauty that I had today.
I'm so glad to talk to you.
I know. Love
you both.
I'm not going to talk about my chihuahuas, and I'm not going to talk about the interstate.
Hey, girl, you know I was trying to hold on just there. Come on. I said, go on.
I was trying real hard to maintain there. but I just wanted to share that last night was really trying for me, and I feel like we were going through the eye of the needle a little bit, and I had to just be alone for a while. I left a beautiful party and a bonfire just to be alone, and this morning I awoke with this peace in my heart that we are all here for a reason. We are all doing the work. We are all manifesting at warp speed right now, and
yes,
it's really up to us what we want to create on this planet, and I'm grateful to be doing the work with women like yourself. So
I am so happy to know you. At this time, you are my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, and EI is too. I'm so glad that we've all found each other again, and perhaps we've all been having those moments, Allison, but we just want to pull away from everything. You know, I have friends that I don't really see right now because of this. Just meditation. Just like I can't stand to be around people for long periods of time right now. Spirit pulls me back out into myself again. So, yes, last night was an eye of the needle moment. Did you have the tears and
yes.
the need to create a certain burst of, you know, creativity?
I had the tears and I had the need to cocoon myself a little bit. And once that was done, I put on some Miles Davis,
oh, yes.
and then I was okay.
Oh, yes, Miles will do it.
It's funny you said that, because Saturday I was crying, and it just really came out of a place of frustration,
mm-hmm.
but just crying, you know, and I really didn't know where it came from, you know, even though I know I had some frustration, it wasn't enough to elicit tears. And for you to say that Saturday that happened, and then this morning I woke with such joy. I felt
okay.
such love on the planet. And when I seen the rainbow, I know it's so. That no matter what, if you believe in your heart for something you want, that is your vision, that is your truth, your purpose, that all you have to do is stick with it. Because
mm-hmm.
it will manifest.
And this is also forward motion. So whatever we've been doing over the past maybe year or so, maybe even further back than that we've really been trying to build foundations on spiritually, those things now have their forward motion. They will now proceed. And I want to congratulate all spiritual workers and seekers, you know, after this thing, and congratulate you on your efforts and you know, I just really sense that we're all about to move forward in great leaps and warp speed, like my sister Allison has said.
And when I think of the rainbow, I think of the rainbow tribe, and I think that we are building the rainbow tribe, and we have to let race and sex and all of these things fade away so that we can really build on our planet. As beings, as higher beings of love and light and power, we are so much greater than all of the illusion that we've created. And I'm really ready to move forward, and I'm really happy to be here.
Me too. I woke up this morning with the same feeling, just complete love and acceptance
mm-hmm.
of everything, of everyone in my life. My past, you know, it takes a lot to accept your past and just
yeah, that was
move on. So, but it happened in an instant. I don't know about you guys. It was instantly.
Yes. Well, yeah. I've been working on forgiveness and letting go of anger for a long time, especially anger about my father and my past and all of these things that we convince ourselves that matters, you know, and it really doesn't matter anymore because you're not there anymore. And you just have to let it all go.
And you just brought up a very important point about the fathers. The patriarchy is dying.
Mm-hmm.
It's dying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dying right now. It's doing it now. And
mm-hmm.
if your father is still with us on this physical plane, everyone, please, whatever your relationship has been or is with your father at this present time, say some prayers for your father.
Yes.
Just forgive him, bless him, thank him, you know, for being the seed that got you here so that you can come and do this work. Just bless your fathers right now.
Okay.
Just say a thank you. Whatever it is, thank you, because you are who you are today because of, I don't care if he said, oh, girl, I love you so much, or whether he had to give you an ass whooping from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
It created you to be the strong, beautiful people that you are now. Bless your fathers and thank them for them, because now the mothers are about to come forward. So strengthen your mothers. Strengthen yourselves as mothers, females. Men, get your feminine energy balanced. It's time for the mother to come forward, and we're going to need the father's help. Yes?
Yes.
But we're going
and
to
in order for
strength.
The men to heal, the women have to heal.
We have to heal now.
That's essential. We have to heal so that we can heal others. And I wanted to bring up another little thing that happened last night after I left the party. my dearest friend and spiritual soulmate, we've traveled many lives together, had an awakening, an experience, and went to Source and saw, he saw Magdalene and the Christ. He saw Radha and Krishna, all cosmic unions. Mm. And then he was speaking directly to Source, and he said that he felt as if he was having an orgasm and being born at the same time.
Ashe.
And I wanted to share that moment because when he told me this, I burst into tears. And then he said, "You were with me." And that's when I knew that I had come through. And that we are all going through.
Yes.
And
I see.
So, forgive my tears. They're just joy.
Ashe. No, because the energy affects everyone differently. It depends on where you are in your level of development. And where he is already among the masters. Yes. You know, it takes several lifetimes to master this thing called life.
He's amazing.
We come in and we out.
I tell him all the time that he is a bodhisattva, that he is here to assist others in raising their vibration, as we all are, but he just has this heart that is pure and beautiful, and all he wants to do is give and be love, and I'm really grateful that I get
Allison, let him know that he saw himself.
Yes, yes.
He saw himself.
Yes, he did. And it was beautiful.
Yes.
So I will let you take another caller if there's one available. I just wanted to give a little love and a little energy to the cause and just have you both know that I'm grateful for your presence in this world and for the work you do.
And I am so grateful.
We are grateful for you too because your postings are wonderful as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful
wonderful
night.
I love you.
I love you.
Okay. Ashe, and I love you both.
I love you too, Mama. Okay. Have a wonderful night. Stay away from Ashe. Tomorrow.
So right now, no one's hands are up, but we definitely have... like 16 minutes. So what I want to talk about is what people can do to change, because this is what it's about. This is about change energy. So if you're used to getting guys who treat you like a second, an afterthought, a good buddy or whatever, today is the day to change that pattern. Refuse to accept anyone that doesn't treat you like the queen you are.
And men, I want you to refuse to speak to any woman who doesn't treat you like a king. If you know that you're a king, if you're aware of yourself in that. Just you don't need them. Just get rid of them. Beginning today. They're just dead weight. Women, it's just dead weight now. It's going to keep you from ascending. Get rid of them. I'm sorry, I had to just interject that. You touched on something there.
But we have to look because it is both.
Yes.
That we're on the planet and we're on the planet for good.
Yes.
We're on the planet to really do our best to manifest great things, not any horrible thing, but great things for ourselves and for others.
And the work is just beginning. You know, everything else was just, you know, preschool, elementary, high school. Now here we are. And all of your talents, whatever they are, don't feel like your talents are any less than anyone else's. We need everything you do to advanced civilization. You're here to help raise the consciousness of everyone. So your job is big, all of you callers. It's a big job. Get yourselves focused. All this frivolous stuff, you know, you're going to see it go away now. So all this little stuff you're hanging on to that you think you need to do first and until you do your spiritual stuff, when you wake up tomorrow, I guarantee you those things will have been dissolved, and all you will have is your spiritual self to face up to. I'm not saying you're going to lose everything materially that you have, but if it takes that at this point, what with Saturn sitting there in the sky the way it is right now, it will be. So spiritual wealth is the currency right now. Use your spiritual wealth and your spiritual health and well-being. Get yourself healed so that we can get to work and finish this thing. These are exciting times, my friends. So anything that isn't working for you now, even if it's religion or relationships, the way you have sex, if you need to know how to do that better, switch it up some. You know, become who you are. Be your most authentic self now.
I said,
be you, your true self now.
I say, that's true. Be your authentic true self, because you will not be able to manifest the great things that you want in your life if you don't.
If you don't. It's just not going to happen. So if you're dealing with toxic people or folks who want you to go back to sleep spiritually, oh, you're going to go to hell if you do this and blah, 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 blah. If you are more inclined to believe that there's a hole in the ground one day that someone's going to put you in just because you made a few mistakes, then so be it. But if you want to be in control of your own life and responsible for your own creation, this moment, not tomorrow, not weeks from now, but right now is all you have to decide if you're going to grow up or to remain a spiritual child. This gate is not for children. This gate of man that we are passing through right now to get into the gate of God, which is also the beginning of Gemini, is for the grown-ups and those who are actively seeking and serious about helping to help in the awakening and ascension of humanity in themselves. So now you have to decide. There's no more straddling the fence. What are you going to do? What is it that you need to get rid of? What do you need more of? Stop begging and start commanding.
I say, take responsibility for your actions.
Take responsibility. Because a lot of those people coming out of those temples and churches like that with those attitudes, and I hate to hear you had to go through that today, yeah. They're not being responsible for their own selves. They want someone to tell them what to do this late in the game. Wake up.
I say, wake up. I say. And we have to really wake people up so that they can manifest. Oh, Ashe, I think that's Allison.
Okay. So you were saying we had another call, or?
I'm trying to pull it up. My computer's acting a hot mess.
Well, I expect some of that to be happening too with the electronics and everything.
I know.
So yeah, so don't go into this.
Mess. Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with this. So we're going to try to do it back. Okay.
Okay.
No, it fooled me. It fooled me. We didn't have another call. It was just acting a fool. But nevertheless, 9 minutes of the shows left, I want to say that this show, like all the shows, is sponsored by Yoruba House of Worship. And our mission is to just bring an interfaith people together, you know. We shouldn't have to say this religion is better than this one, is better than that one. Everybody has their personal path, and it's personal. And that's what we have to see. We can't impact our belief on anyone else. Each one of us has to use the Christ within to rise like Christ and create miracles all over the place. So you really have the power, especially women, and in really enlightened men that recognize the value of a woman in their life.
Yes.
Because with a woman, you could do a good woman, you could do all things. Even
with
a bad
woman,
you can still perform miracles.
I'm
sorry?
And with a great woman, you can perform miracles.
Ashe.
Mm-hmm.
Ashe. So definitely give us a way to contact you, and then I want to talk about people really getting connected and seeing people that are in need to help. So, Ashe.
Okay, you can find me on Facebook under Srimati, S-R-I-M-A-T-I, Maha, M-A-H-A, Everlasting. Or just look under Maha Everlasting. I think my friend's list might be full at this time, and you know, that's a blessing too. If so, just subscribe to my feeds and everything else right now. I've really cut down on a whole lot of the outward things I've been doing. Like I said, I've been a lot of meditation myself and trying to see what direction I want to go in. So contact me exclusively right now at Facebook under Maha Everlasting. Or Srimati Maha Everlasting, and or just send me a letter there. I also do tarot readings and life path readings and your true life charts, personalized and things like that. So if you'd like to have a reading or your own chart done, contact me for that too. I also teach sexuality and spirituality. So if you just want to talk about sex and how to have it better and how to combine that with your spiritual path, be sure to become a member of our group on Facebook, the Official Sex and Spirit Group. We are almost 1,300 members strong now, and I'd love to see some of you become a part of the family.
Ashe, because all of the differences are passing away, gender, all of that, and sexuality has to be embraced as something divinely endorsed, you know, and it's manifesting the energy of whatever your divine is, and in the process of creating this sexual energy, you know. This is why her friend was able to have a feeling of ecstasy at birth. I mean, it's very deep. It's very deep. And we have to really connect and know that our sexuality needs freedom as well. You know, there's people who are feeling, you know, the same sex and they don't get, you know, and for years, but they phony, you know. Oh, I don't like, you know, this, but they do.
It's
and
all
whatever
going
you're feeling, you have to be okay with your own self.
And trust me, God knew this about you when you were created, okay?
Ashe.
This is no surprise to God. So I really wish people would stop pointing fingers at folks and who they want to be married to. I take it as a joke sometimes, say, well, they have every right to be miserable in divorce just like the rest of us, you know? Just let people be who they are. God already knows what's going on with them. We don't need any more judgment, finger pointing. It's boring, you know, it's just boring and useless now. Who cares? So
and
we leave people alone.
I say we really do have to follow those four agreements. We shouldn't take anything personally. We shouldn't make assumptions or judgments. We need to treat people. people the way that we want to be treated.
Exactly.
You know, and that means not treating people the way you think they need to be treated. Treat them the way you want to be treated.
And the way I look at it, all these people who are so against who's sticking their penis where or where whose vaginas where, they're really closets. You know, just come on out the closet, put your feet up on the coffee table, the water's fine, okay? Just come on out. Because anything you protest against so much is going to persist in your own life. It's probably something that you need to look at, too. So it's not necessarily about this same-sex marriage and stuff. It's racism, politics, it's everything else. Whatever it is you point a finger at, turn that finger back to you because that's really your own personal issue.
Ashe. And I found the actual four agreements by Don Ruiz. Be impeccable with your words. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love.
Yes,
the second agreement. Don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless sufferings.
There you go.
Three, don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just one agreement, you can completely transform your life. And the fourth one is always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstances, simply do your best, and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. Ashe. So that is really the blessing of the 21st century. That is really the blessing of, you know, thank you, Don Miguel Ruiz. I honor and salute you for that greatness. That is really the truth about what the way we're living and what we need to do to change that energy. So I thank you, Queen Diva, for joining me this evening, and I want to invite you to come back next week, and this way you get a chance to talk to the other Queen Diva, Tavonia.
And I hope she's well soon.
Yes, and we pray that she'll be well, and I pray that everyone has a magnificent week and that plenty of abundance and good times and good people come in your life. Ashe.
Ashe.
Ashe. Oh.
Ashe. Oh.
So we'll probably talk again before that, but blessings and love. Thank you for being available.
Thank you for asking me. I always enjoy speaking with you, whatever the situations are. I love speaking with you. Thank you.
Ashe. So we give thanks, and I thank all the listeners, God bless you. May you have a magnificent and healing week as well. And, of course, we love you and thank you for listening. Ashe.
Ashe, and good night.
Sohi moloya odupre malawe ala nipanpa. Unado.
Adopted as the anthem of the African National Congress in 1925, this has become the anthem of people of African descent throughout the world.
Ashe, give thanks for the women of Calabash. And we will see you on Tuesday at 9 p.m. for Natural Living with the Motown Witch, Queen Diva.